You know the drill. You've poured your heart and everything into what you believe is the perfect Instagram reel. You are banking on quite a few sales coming in from this particular reel, but instead you get crickets. Hey there, story seller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you can just call me your storytelling enthused copywriter and video strategist of Kaiyo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients or customers. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so excited that you're joining me here on this particular episode where I am chatting with you about five things that destroy an Instagram reel. So before we jump into these five particular things, I just want you to know that if you are putting in the effort to actually do these reels, then I am commending you and you should be proud of yourself. However, there are some things that you must know if you aren't getting the results that you want. If you want to continue to have success on the platform and see some results backed by your hard work, then this episode is for you. So let's go ahead and jump into it. But I wanted to first just, you know, tell you to just be proud of yourself if you are already putting in the effort towards doing these. Now, if you are not putting in the effort right now and you're hoping to get into the routine of doing so, then I am commending you for taking that step. So let's go ahead and jump into these five things. The first one, and also I want to mention that some of these, you may be like, you probably thought of them before, but you probably brushed them off and said, oh, well, it'll be okay. But I want to tell you, especially from someone who has worked in TV news in the past, that even the smallest things that you say, hey, it'll be okay. The lighting is not as bright right now. It'll be okay. It's not like I want it to be. It'll be okay. These things really matter, and it won't be okay once you edit it and you see that, okay, this could be better. So the first one is lighting. Poor lighting. So it can make or break your content. So you are telling some amazing information to your ideal client or customer, but you are doing it in a very dimly lit room. What does that, you know, portray to people? What's going on in their mind if you are talking in this dimly lit room where they really can't see what's going on with you, okay? So it doesn't matter how compelling your content is. If people can't see you clearly, you will lose their attention. Just think, we are scrolling on social media. How fast some of us scroll. You know, it takes something really great to stand out for us to stop and see what you're talking about. And so if you have poor lighting, I'm going to continue scrolling, and I'm thinking that a lot of people will do the same, and you would even do the same for someone else's content. So what is the fix to this? Use lighting. You can use natural light. I like natural light a lot. However, in the space that I'm in right now, I'm not able to get a lot of natural light beside my desk in my area that I usually film my videos at. So I use a ring light, but natural light is great. Natural light can be your best friend when filming stuff. So you want to, if you are using natural light, you want to aim to film when the sunlight is kind of soft and diffused, like during the golden hour of the evening or in the morning time, that will be great. However, if you do not have a lot of natural light in your space, like I don't, then you definitely want to have a ring light. Even if you do have a lot of natural light, it's always great to have a ring light to polish things up. So it's, you know, it's on point, okay? So always have a ring light, no matter if you're using natural light in your space or not. The next thing that could be ruining your Instagram reels is blurry video. So blurry video, it's kind of similar to reading a book with some fogged up glasses. It's not fun, right? Not fun at all. So this usually boils down to, let's say you're not putting your camera on some sort of stable tripod. It's shaking, it's wobbling around, that can make it blurry, and or also your lens is not clean. So the fix for this is a simple tripod or a steady surface that can work wonders for you. And also you want to make sure that you're wiping off your lens of your camera, whether you are using a fancy camera or a phone camera. Make sure that you are wiping off the lens. You want things to be sharp and clear. And if it's not as sharp and clear when you are editing, most editing softwares I use, most of the time I use a combination of stuff, but one in particular that I do use for video content is Filmora. And just like in Filmora or any other editing software similar to it, there is a setting in there that you can change to make your videos sharper. However, that is not a reason for you to not make sure your video isn't sharp to begin with when you're filming. So make sure that you're cleaning off your lens and you're also placing your camera on a tripod. Now, the third thing is a cluttered background. I don't know about you, but I cannot work in clutter. I have to have a clean desk. I have to have a clean workspace overall, and I definitely want my area uncluttered when I am filming content. So I was like this even so when I worked in news, when I worked as a bureau reporter, which is a reporter that handles two counties, and I had my little space at a studio for a local TV station that my station used, and I tried to make sure that stuff was organized as much as possible, and so I just things can work efficiently, and also so I can just think through what I am saying and what I am doing, you know? So that is one reason for you not to have a cluttered background. You want to feel confident when you show up on camera, whatever you're saying, all of that great stuff. And plus, you don't want people looking at your background saying to themselves, why do they have all of that stuff back there? It is so distracting, okay? So you want to keep it simple, a clean, uncluttered background. It will, you know, make sure that you are the center of attention when you're talking and not the stuff behind you. So in my space behind me, I usually have a, on the wall, there are a couple of pictures. You might see my calendar in the frame. I have it wiped off, and only like the numbers on the calendar and the month and a quote on it to make it clean and stuff like that. I also have my lamp in the background. I have a bookshelf with a couple of knickknacks on it just to match my brand aesthetic. And I just like to keep it simple. So keep it simple. All right. The next thing that is or could be ruining your Instagram reels is weak sound quality. I've come across some videos on Instagram where the sound is not particularly good. I have an urge to reach out and let the person know, but I don't think a lot of people like when you do that or something like that. I don't know, everyone's different, but weak sound quality. So people want to be able to hear you. let's just say, think about if you're either watching TV or listening to the radio or even so this podcast, if you couldn't hear me because of a lot of static or if I was very low or too high or something like that, you'd probably tune out. So the same applies to your reels. Poor sound quality can throw everything off, so make sure that you are investing in a great microphone. It can make all the difference. You want to have a clear and crisp sound that keeps people engaged and hanging on to every single thing that you say. Amazon has a lot of different types of microphones. I think that I have gotten all of mine from there. So, you know, invest in a great microphone. It is worth it, okay? And the last thing that is ruining your Instagram reels is no personality. So you've got to have some personality, okay? Your reel is your way to shine, your brand to shine. You've got to think about if you're an online coach or a consultant or a product brand, even so, if people are buying products from you, but let's use the example of an online coach or a consultant, right? You have to teach people. You have to talk to people, whether it's virtually or in person. You have to actually have conversation with people. And when they get on a sales call with you, they want to see how your personality is. They want to know your style of teaching. They want to see all of this stuff, right? So you don't want to give them a bad impression when you are talking about something in your video content. You don't want to sound all monotone. So, you know, get comfortable with showing your personality and how you talk and how you speak and all of that great stuff. The same applies for you if you are a product brand, whether you are have an online shop or a in-person shop, a brick and mortar shop. I would still highly recommend that you show your face on Instagram and show your personality. Like, you can do this through like tutorials of using your products and things of that nature. Just sharing the impact of your products, showing up in that capacity can make all the difference, whether you have an in-person or online shop. And so those are the five things that could be ruining your Instagram reels. Hopefully they have helped you to go back and look at some of your content and see if anything falls into one of these categories, okay? Falls into one of the categories or more of these categories. So hopefully you are motivated to change these problems that you are seeing or that I have mentioned rather, and continue to show up in a great capacity to reach your ideal clients or customers. If this podcast episode has been helpful for you, then be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a rating and review of the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. I'd love to know your takeaways from these episodes. And again, thank you for taking out the time to tune in, and I will chat with you soon.